USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says Democrats may have lost some battles in the House, but won the war in this week's election.
We held the House. That was our goal. If we could win more, that would be good. We're still in the hunt on a number of seats right now.
Political insiders had thought that Republicans could lose 5 to 20 seats in the House. Instead, they're actually gaining seats and could gain up to 10 to 15. Votes are still being counted in Pennsylvania. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Pennsylvania by just over 12,000 votes. As far as the counting goes, Philadelphia City Commissioner Lisa Dealey says workers are continuing to put in long hours and doing an outstanding job.
I'm very proud of the work our staff did. They've been working around the clock since Tuesday and before.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The chairman of the Republican Party in North Carolina says there is no mathematical way for Democrats to win the presidential or Senate races in his state. Michael Whatley is calling on the Board of Elections to release data on how many people have requested absentee ballots and then voted in person so the media can call the races.
We do not see anything in the provisional counts or in the absentee counts that gives us any heartburn in terms of the margins for the president or for Senator Tillis.
Whatley saying he's confident President Trump and Senator Tom Tillis both won their races in his state. Reports circulating that a world leader may be stepping down.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be stepping down from power early next year. A Moscow journalist reported to the Sun newspaper in England that the Russian leader may have Parkinson's disease and his family wants him to step down. The Kremlin disputes the report. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Law enforcement made a large seizure profits from the dark website Silk Road in the form of bitcoins. Dan Naraki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Justice Department announced the largest ever seizure of cryptocurrency on Thursday. Thousands of bitcoins that were linked to the sale of drugs and illicit goods from the dark website Silk Road were seized this week by law enforcement. That added up to about $1 billion worth of bitcoin. Silk Road was shut down in 2013 and was a site where users could buy and sell drugs and illegal services like hacking. Investors say the bitcoins seized this week were linked to previously undetected transactions in or about 2012 and 2013, which were proceeds of unlawful activity. Silk Road creator Ross Ulbricht was convicted in 2015 of 7 federal criminal counts, including conspiracy to distribute narcotics and money laundering. No charges were filed against any individual in the seizure, and the government will still need to prove to a judge that those were profits made in the process of committing a crime to keep the funds.
Collecting personal data from Internet users through social media apps in order to promote certain products to those users or influence their voting for presidential candidates is getting overlooked. That's according to Rex Lee, who's a cybersecurity and privacy advisor. Lee saying mobile apps such as Facebook and Twitter can be used to collect personal data, including emails, email attachments, photos, and instant messages. Lee adding most people are unaware of the data that's collected. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.